coach once told me that to really understand a character, you have to climb into their skin and walk around in it. Ew. Just ew. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
She moved away from Jersey with a dream she must fulfill. She had all of the ambition and yet zero of the skill. She set her sights on stardom, it's a scratch she had to itch. And if Hollywood's not careful, it's about to be her bitch. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Dear Diary, casting is underway for a new Colin Farrell movie called Extreme Absolution. It's the story of a deranged Irish priest who goes on a murder rampage in his confessional booth.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 5 months since my last confession.
Say 2 Hail Marys and prepare to eat lead.
Anyways, they're looking for a lady churchgoer, and the part requires an Irish accent. Now, I know Hollywood has a terrible history of casting actors across racial lines, and I wanted to be sensitive to it. Should I go out for an Irish role when Kitty Kinnicky, that's my real name, isn't Irish? Like blackface and yellowface, would I be accused of freckleface? That could wreak havoc on my Instagram account. Luckily, my manager Dave had a great solution.
Take one of them DNA tests.
How's that gonna help?
It'll tell you your background. Maybe ease your conscience. You find out you got a drop of Irish, you're good to go. We're all mutts, you know, Lottie.
Maybe.
Maybe nothing. Let's both do it. Yeah, I've been wondering where I get my good looks. Feel like I got some Greek in there somewhere. Definitely Italian. Maybe Brazilian.
So Dave and I did it. We swabbed the insides of our mouths.
Say ah. Got it.
And we sent off our DNA to be analyzed. Not long after that.
Lottie, Lottie, open up.
Okay. Keep your shirt on, Dave.
Ta-da! I hold in my Grecian hands our DNA results.
Oh, exciting! I bet I have Egyptian. A past life therapist once told me I was Cleopatra reincarnated.
Ah, eye on the prize, Lottie. You just have to hope there's a drop of Irish. Okay, what do you got?
Well, let's see. Ooh, boy, there's a lot. Albanian, Algerian, Bolivian, Canadian. Oh, Danish.
Skip to the eyes.
Here it is. Irish.
Oh. It's only 2%.
Hey, 2% milk is still 100% milk, right?
Wow, I had never thought of it that way.
Hey, 2% is enough to give you street cred to do this Irish part.
Yeah, no one will accuse me of cultural appropriation now. How about yours? Any Greek?
Well, let's see. No, no Greek, no Italian, no Brazilian.
What'd you got?
I got Neanderthal.
No kidding. That's interesting. What else?
That's it. Just Neanderthal.
That can't be right. On the other hand, it does explain the toe knuckle hair.
I guess I'm a purebred, right? 100%.
Sure, that's a way to spin it. But getting back to me, I'm gonna go up for this Irish role.
Cool.
Only thing, the Irish accent.
What about it?
I don't know how to do it.
How can you not know how to do an Irish accent? It's one of the easier ones. I love my Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Remember those commercials?
They're magically delicious. Did that sound Irish?
Sounded more head trauma than Irish.
Crap.
Not to worry. I'll find you a dialect coach. They'll help you work it out. Meanwhile, own up on Irish Spring commercials on YouTube. Look at these green and white stripes with 2 deodorants to make a manly man fresh and clean.
Manly, yes, but I like it too.
Are you sure that's not racially insensitive? I mean, it just sounds a little like...
I'm gonna be racist. I'm Neanderthal. We were here before anybody.
So, Diary, I let Dave do his manager thing, and he did come through. Hey, Dave.
Listen, Lottie, I found you a dialect coach. Very reasonable price on Craigslist.
Craigslist?
She comes highly recommended. She goes by the name, get this, Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy.
Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy. Well, that does sound pretty Irish, I guess.
More Irish than a leprechaun fighting his pot of gold. I'll DM you the address. Your appointment's tomorrow. Good luck of the Irish to you, lassie.
So, dear diary, I decided to give the dialect coach a go. It can't hurt, right? Let's see. 9611, 9613. Oh, here it is. 9615, North Gower. The Dialect Academy of Hollywood. Huh. Doesn't look like much. I don't know. Diary, there I was, reverting to my old bad habits of judging and self-doubt. My personal swami and lifestyle guru, Tiffany, would scold me if she had heard me. She's like this super old soul who studied in India with this famous Maharishi. She travels on astral planes and everything. She practices wisdom zaps, which are these mind-blowing, centuries-old teachings that the ancients used to practice. She'd say, "Do it, Carlotta. Just go for it. Don't be a negative Nancy. Be a positive Patty." I wondered if I should call her. Do an emergency sesh right there on the street.
Hello?
Tiffany, it's me, Carlotta. Can you squeeze me in for a real quick session right now? I'm kind of mid-crisis.
Wow. Carlotta, you caught me in a semi-hypnagogic state. I'm about to do some astral projection, but if you Venmo me $50, I'll re-enter my body and I'm all yours.
Doing it right now. Just went through.
Got it.
Ooh. Okay. I just teleported back inside my body. Now, what's going on, doll?
I'm outside this dialect coach's place, and there's this gig that I really want. But this place, it just looks so sketch. Mm-hmm. And Dave set it up, and I'm just like...
Okay, I got it. Right now, I want you to listen, Carlotta. You listening?
I am.
Listen and breathe. Are you ready to be wisdom zapped?
I'm ready.
Here it comes.
Do it, Carlotta. Just go for it. Don't be a negative Nancy. Be a positive Patty.
Ah! Oh my God! Tiffany, you're the best. The best.
I know, I know.
What would I do without you?
You'd continue to be lost.
Thank you. Love you. Oh, you're a lifesaver.
Okay, doll, gotta go.
Mwah! Okay. Deep breath. Deep breath, Carlotta. Let's do this.
Yes, may I help you?
Hi, I'm Carlotta Botox. I have an appointment with Bridget.
Yes, please, come in.
Welcome. I am Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy.
I'm sorry?
I am Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy.
You are?
This is what I said, no?
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you know you'd be Irish.
What kind of question? Of course I am Irish. You have come here for Irish dialect coaching, yes?
Yes, yeah, sure, it's just that I thought...
Please, you want nice cup of tea? A bit of Irish soda bread? It's me grandmother's recipe straight from County of Cork. It's grand with a spot of marmalade. You would like?
Oh, no, thanks. It's just that, did you grow up in, I don't know, Eastern Europe or something?
Eastern Europe? What would give you such a daft idea? My, you are a bit of a wanker, having a piss at my expense, are you?
No, you just don't sound like what I expected.
Oh, really? What did you expect?
Well...
Please, indulge me.
Well, I thought maybe more like... I love me Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Lucky Charms. What's next? You ask me if I know any leprechauns? Or where is the pot of gold, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend. Maybe we can start over.
Okay, fine. Give me pages.
My script pages, okay. Here you go.
Start at the beginning and go.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Stop! Stop! This is abortion. Listen and do like I do, okay?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Bless me, Father.
Bless me, Father.
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 No, no! Listen. Bless me, Father.
Bless me, Father.
For I have sinned.
For I have sinned.
Sinned!
Sinned!
Sinned.
Sinned.
Bless me, Father, for
Bless
I have
me,
sinned.
Bless me, Father, for I have
no,
sinned.
No, 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 no,
no. No, no, no.
Listen with ears. Bless me, Father.
Bless me, Father.
No, no!
No?
Hopeless! It's hopeless.
Hopeless. Cholera
jasna. Nic nie rozumie. Nic po prostu. Niech to szlak jasny zaleje. Co za zła uczennica.
Do you want me to do it again?
No!
Well, diary, by the time my session with Bridget, Mary, Margaret ended, I was well prepared for my Colin Farrell movie audition.
Okay, Carlotta Botox? You are auditioning for Female Churchgoer. Please begin when you're ready.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Okay. Thank you? We'll be in touch.
Oh, that's it? I can do more. Less?
Less. Much less. Like, as in, no more.
Okay. In the end, diary, I didn't get a callback for the Colin Farrell movie. But it wasn't a total loss. What I did get was a deeper appreciation of the Irish culture from the Emerald Isle's own Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy. While my session with her started out tense, we ended up pals after she busted out some Irish whiskey.
To Ireland!
To Ireland!
Na zdrowie!
Na zdrowie! It was the weirdest Irish whiskey I'd ever tasted. It was clear and tasted like vodka. Huh, who knew?
Now we are going, I'm gonna teach you something very important. Irish national anthem. Okay, jeszcze Polska jest mi wieła, póki my
Kikapuka,
żyjemy. Co nowodawca przewód wzięła.
We got right and proper squiffy we did on this stuff. Squiffy, that is some authentic Irish slang right there. Ah, oh, well, dear diary, that's it for today. Remind me to tell you about the time I broke into the makeup trailer of a major beloved American icon. Toodles and Nostrovia. Until next time.
Gird your loins. Here comes the credits.
The Carlotta Botox Chronicles was written, produced, directed, and edited by Anne Sloan and is co-produced by Laura Lipson. It stars Samantha Gordon and Trevor Lasur. This episode also features David Allen, Alexandra Cognac, and Chelsea Cuoca. It was recorded at Clear Lake Recording and was engineered by Ivan Rivera. You can find full credits at CarlottaPodcast.com. If you like what we're doing, please subscribe and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher. Tell your friends and share the episode. You can also become a patron at patreon.com/CarlottaPodcast. That's patreon.com/CarlottaPodcast. That's it for this episode. Join us next time, and thanks for listening.
And now the marching part. That's the most important part in the anthem.
Marching.
When they march. They say, march, march, Dąbrowski. Ziemi włoskiej do Polski. Do Polski. You go, oh! That's right. It's just like an opera. It's very passionate because it's Irish. In Ireland, we are very passionate about everything.